know, maybe they're all in your neighborhood and not mine, which is okay with me.
Yeah, it happens. It's one of those things. A few other people come in this shop there I talked to and mentioned it, and they said, oh, my God, they've been horrible. But our grass still got dew every morning. You know, normally they just go in standing water, stagnant water, whatever. But when the ground's that wet and as much dew as we have every morning, rain or not, and they can actually nest on leaves and everywhere else. And, like I said, it's just been an outbreak of them.
Well, it's always damp and wet here. The grass is wet. I have to wait until midday before I can go out and mow it, usually. I went out with a weed eater this morning while it was soaking wet and gave it a whack around the house and around here and around over there and about 2.5 hours worth. But anyhow, I have yet to come across any, so that's okay. But like I say, I must be a deterrent. Maybe they don't like me or something. But anyhow, that's okay. But anyhow, a little cold weather. I guess they don't like anything below 60-something. And they just go away. I don't know if they just croak or hibernate or what they do. But as long as they're gone, I guess that's good.
You know, it's bad when all the bugs, when you forget to leave the back porch light on for a few hours, you go out to walk the dog again, and you got toads and frogs all over your back porch trying to eat all the bugs.
Yeah, most of the year I've got two or three in the front yard, but the last, oh, 2 or 3 weeks or so, there's usually 3 or 4 of them out there. I haven't seen any of them, and I don't know where they went. Maybe they sensed the cold and started digging down. I don't know, but I haven't seen them in the last couple of weeks. And there's a porch light out there. No, it ain't either. I was going to say the porch light was on. But no, I got a yard light out there. And I know the frogs, usually they're underneath that thing just waiting for them to crash and burn. And they get fat and sassy, but I haven't seen any, almost a month I haven't seen any frogs.
We got them. We don't hear the ones down by the water very much this time of year. Boy, first few warm days, they get to going. It's something else in springtime.
Oh, and I had the pool up. I get them tree frogs. They're pretty little suckers. They're only about 2 inches long, but there'd be about a dozen of them out there. You can hear them chirping all day and all night long. And I guess they feed on something. And the toads, frogs, come out when it warms up, and they start off rather small, and they end up pretty good size. But like I say, they just disappeared here. I know the critters don't bother them, because when they bite them, they can start foaming around, and they spit them back out. But so they've learned to leave them alone. But I haven't seen them in a while, so I have no idea where they went. Maybe they all went to your house to eat mosquitoes.
Now that, or you got more bats than we do, I don't know, because that's one thing that any years we've had a lot of mosquitoes in the spring, especially, we end up with a lot of bats. But I ain't seen very many in the last couple of years. But I don't know, the spring was kind of mild, and it kind of took a while to crank up, you know, and it's just it was late, kind of outcropping for some reason, high temperatures. Well, the days sure are getting shorter. It's getting really noticeable now. If I got to go outside and do something, I better not fart around when I get home. I better just come home, get my shoes changed or whatever, and get back out there and get her done, because the days are definitely getting shorter.
Yeah, I'm noticing that, and it won't be too much longer, and we won't be able to go out for dinner unless Mom drives. So, I mean, we can get out of here, but it's usually dark by the time we come back, and that won't work. And so she'll have to, if we go, she'll have to drive home, which she can do anyway. But, yeah, it is getting a bit shorter. I noticed the weather for, what, Thursday in the upper 40s? Oh, my goodness. But then I saw some 70s or 80s back on there a day or two later, so that's okay.
Well, it's that time of year and all, and, I'm too lazy to go look it up right now. I guess at some point the time changes here pretty pretty soon. When that happens, it's game over for me. I do very good lucky when it first changes to get home by dark. After that, it's just come home after dark.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it goes. End of October, I think. I'm not sure. But I'm sure they'll all let us know when that's about to happen, and we can get prepared, get our extra hour of sleep back.
Better have the daylight when I get home than an extra hour of sleep, if you want to know the truth. I probably sleep too much as it is. But anyway, it's one of those things. I have the time in the evenings. When it first happens, you can stave it off a little bit by getting up extra early and trying to do some stuff. But as that starts getting later and the temperatures in the morning start getting much cooler, that ends up not being an option here in about another month or so.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a full, fun-packed Sundays for you. The only time you have any daylight. Sundays only. Oh, well. Anyhow, I need to start shutting stuff down and make sure stuff's set up for tomorrow. And I think the girl will be by tomorrow, and I get to go have breakfast with the gang. So that'll be pretty cool. So we will see. Let's see here. Well, that's about it as far as I know of. And we'll chat with you subsequently. So you have a good evening. Glad your little good one had a wonderful weekend. Sound like she sure did. And we will chat subsequently. 85, oh boy, QEZ, way up there. WA6DKD, way down here. 7-3, good evening.
All right, 7-3, Denny. Have a wonderful evening. It's always a pleasure, sir. WA6DKD, KD5, too easy.
Error, error. The time is 2100 hour. Error, error. The time is 2100 hour. W5NOR repeater. W5